This week, we've been looking at how much recess and PE students receive in Seattle area schools. Yesterday, we heard that some schools are cutting back on recess to prevent conflict on the playground. Today, we'll visit a Bellevue school that's reduced conflict by changing recess from free time for students into a time for structured activities. KUW's Ann Dornfeld takes us there in the final installment of this three-part series.
Hey guys, if you're going to play chase, it's out in the field. Freeze your face.
Recess at Ardmore Elementary School in Bellevue doesn't look like your usual recess. Big signs and supervisors direct students to organized games on different areas of the playground.
Freezer tag! Soccer! Wait, somebody's gonna pick the Their soccer guys are ready! What are you gonna play, Logan?
Each game has school-wide rules, and each is supervised by a fourth or fifth grader wearing a neon yellow safety vest. Before Heather Sanchez took over as principal at Ardmore 2 years ago, recesses weren't nearly as regimented.
Initially, recess was kind of a free-for-all.
Sanchez says away from the structure of the classroom, a lot of students weren't getting along on the playground.
So we would see issues around verbal conflict between kids, sometimes physical conflict between kids, and some kids who would just sort of opt out of recess.
To deal with problems like this, Bellevue School District did what a growing number of schools have done nationwide and hired a national organization called Playworks to make over recesses at the district's highest poverty elementary schools. Playworks has trained several dozen schools in Washington how to turn recess from the traditional free time into an organized activity period.
We have a recess map. Where we have different zones of our playground that have different structured games, and the games rotate, and we have a game of the week. So now, when the children go out to recess, they now have structured choices.
Playworks national trainer Christina Walden says the program creates safe and inclusive playgrounds where every student is welcome in every game. So no more big kids dominating the tetherball court. And when there's a dispute over whether the ball was in or out or who goes first, Walden says students know how to resolve it.
What we use to help our students resolve conflicts is, we call it Rochambeau, but rock, paper, scissors. And we really not only give our students this as a tool to kind of have fun, but really for them to carry with them throughout their lives so that they can figure out ways to resolve conflicts in positive ways.
After 2 years of Playworks recess, Principal Sanchez says more kids are active during recess, and the number of playground discipline problems, like bullying, has been cut in half.
So it's retaining the spirit of recess, and the purpose of that is that everybody needs a break to get up and move around. So it's retaining the spirit, but it's minimizing some of the unfortunate byproducts of that in terms of student disagreement and conflict.
Right now, only kindergarten and first grade students have Playworks recesses. So I talked with some second graders who had Playworks last year and this year have old school free choice recess. 8-year-old Sienna Gerard and 7-year-old Gia Bechter agreed that their ideal recess schedule would be a hybrid.
I think maybe they could come out maybe like a few days a week.
I would really have Playworks, but not all the time. I would have Playworks maybe on Wednesdays and like Thursdays, because then you get a chance to play every game.
Well, because some days you might just want to play on something else and not always play in a game.
So you get a chance to play with your friends and you get a chance to play like Playworks games, and it would be super fun. Very fun.
It's funny. I mean, they're prescient. I mean, I think that's exactly the right approach, because you do have competing desires.
Dr. Dimitri Christakis directs the Center for Child Health, Behavior and Development at Seattle Children's. He says structured recess has its advantages, like getting more kids moving on the playground.
And that may be one of the biggest benefits of it, because we know from many studies, including studies that we've done here, that simply being outside at recess doesn't lead to a lot of increased physical activity.
Christakis says few children in the U.S. today get the hour of moderate to vigorous activity that's recommended by many groups, including the American Academy of Pediatrics. On the other hand, he says this kind of regimented recess doesn't let students resolve their differences organically without close supervision.
While it's good and convenient that disagreements are settled with rock, paper, scissors, that isn't what happens in the real world. And while conflict is not a good thing, learning ways to negotiate conflict in the real world is a skill that children do need to learn. And it is learned typically on the playground.
Christakis says playwork-style recess also takes away a precious commodity for many kids, free time, for their own games or imaginative play or just talking or taking in nature.
You know, I think that we run the risk of overprogramming our children in every arena today. So much of their time is structured. So much of their physical activity is structured. And I think there is at least a potential downside for that.
As another Playworks recess begins at Ardmore, two young boys haven't chosen a game. They're standing on the sidelines, gazing up at the sky. A playground supervisor tries to hustle them to a game.
Or you can play soccer. Or they have another game going over here with Patty. What are you going to go play? Make a decision. Let's go. Recess goes fast.
Finally, one of the boys looks down and smiles and says, "We're just looking at the clouds." I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.
Oh, what a ride.